Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Matty A here. Welcome into today's show. Today's episode is actually a recent YouTube video that I did that's been getting a lot of traction. It is on my man, Mr. Grant Cardone. We all know he has built a brand, a business, a lifestyle that many people dream of. And there are many things that you can learn from his journey. So in today's episode, I'm going to break down the three big mistakes that he made as a real estate investor that has basically landed him in a very big lawsuit right now, and how you can learn from these things so you can obviously avoid getting in anything quite like this. But also, there's five key lessons and takeaways that you can use from his lawsuit to build and scale your own wealth and your own real estate empire faster. But before we dive into today's episode, if you're new to the show, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode of the Millionaire Mindcast, where myself, my guests, we talk all things mindset, money, market updates, and real estate to help you on your march to a million and beyond. If you haven't done so already, be sure to shoot me a text, say what up. You can hit me up at 844-447-1555, whether you have a question for me or you just want to say hello. Text me, 844-447-1555. And today's episode, I think you guys are going to enjoy this one. If you want to watch this episode on YouTube, it is on YouTube. You guys can go and subscribe over there to the channel. I've been doing a lot of video breakdowns on different topics, but I think you guys are going to enjoy this one today. So with that being said, let's not waste any more time. Let's jump into today's podcast on five key lessons that you can take away from Grant Cardone's lawsuit to help you build and scale your own wealth faster. Uh-oh, is the 10X empire about to come crashing down? Well, according to newly released court documents, it's not looking so good for Grant Cardone. Some think this evidence will be the nail in his coffin, but others are always betting on their man Grant to use this attention, to use this PR, whether it's good or bad, and take his brand and Cardone Capital to even higher levels, just like he's done in the past. Now, whether you love him or hate him, you gotta give credit where credit is due. And Grant Cardone has built a business, a brand, a lifestyle, a real estate empire that many dream of. And there are many lessons that you can learn from his journey. So in today's video, I'm gonna break down three big mistakes that he made as a real estate investor so you can avoid making those yourself, and five key lessons that you can take away from this lawsuit in order to build your real estate empire and wealth a whole lot faster. What's going on, guys? Matty here, and welcome back to my channel. Now, Grant Cardone is known to be flashy and loud and polarizing, and he has become one of the most well-known real estate investors and business brands in the world. And like all things, with the good also comes the bad. This last week, things began heating up for Grant Cardone as he faces legal allegations that he misled thousands of investors across the country by basically falsely promising to get them annual returns of at least 15% and other incentives that investors claim never came to fruition. They never materialized. Now, the lawsuit alleges that he made false claims and misleading statements, and he omitted a lot of material facts in connection with public offerings for two Cardone Capital funds totaling $100 million. Luis Pino, an Inglewood, California resident who invested $10,000 total into both funds of September last year, is the lead plaintiff in this complaint, where he accuses Cardone and Cardone Capital of violating federal securities laws in a suit filed in federal court in Los Angeles earlier this month. So what did Grant Cardone actually do that brought this lawsuit about, and what can you learn from it? Well, let's dig in so you can make sure you avoid these mistakes as well. But before we do, don't forget to smash that like button and subscribe to the channel. Like all real estate investors with big goals, unless you have piles and piles of cash laying around, which most don't, to buy big time assets, you need what? You need big time money. So with his eyes set on building a multi-billion dollar multifamily real estate portfolio, Grant Cardone decided to start raising capital for real estate funds by basically pooling a bunch of investors' money from other individuals so he could go about buying these assets. Now, this isn't uncommon in the real estate world, but when you start offering investments at this level and you start taking money from other people at scale, there's a lot of red tape that rightfully goes along with it, and you have to play by the rules. Now, back in December of 2018, when he opened Fund 4 and Fund 5 for a targeted raise of $100 million, he decided to offer the opportunity to accredited and non-accredited investors. Due to his popularity, he's got a massive network, all these eyes, ears, watching him, listening to him. Grant Cardone basically said, I'm gonna take to social media and I am going to target what he called in his Instagram post, the everyday investor. And he successfully raised the $100 million for Fund 4 and Fund 5. Fund 4 even claimed to have set a world record when it was the first ever to raise $50 million via Regulation A using social media crowdfunding only. Now, to be able to raise $50 million from his social media accounts, that is no small feat. That is actually extremely impressive, and it just shows how powerful it is when you have a strong brand and online following. However, this is where the trouble began for Cardone, as many argue that the way he went about raising the capital was misleading and illegal. In one video on September 19th, 2019, you can see here that Cardone advertised that if someone invested $220,000 in his funds, this would result in a $660,000 position in the fund. Now, when it comes to the SEC, these are things you have to be extremely cautious of if you want to steer clear of legal trouble. And in the lawsuit documents against Cardone, it says statements like this are considered what they call test the waters communications, which are basically considered offerings of securities, which are subject to the anti-fraud provisions of the securities law. So basically, in a simple way of putting it, many feel that he overpromised, he underdelivered, he said statements as if they were facts, and that Grant Cardone and Cardone Capital made a number of false and misleading statements in connection with these test the water communications, which SEC guidelines strictly prevents you from doing. In addition to the foregoing test the waters communications, the lawsuit also claims that Cardone and Cardone Capital made materially false and misleading statements regarding one, whether investors would obtain a 15% internal rate of return on their investments. Secondly, the amounts of monthly distributions they would receive, and third, investors' debt obligations. First, real quick, let's start with the 15% return promise. Before he started taking capital for the funds back in 2018, the SEC actually sent him a letter noting some of their language and the disclosures that they were putting out in presenting the fund opportunities was actually out of compliance with the SEC guidelines. Now, when the SEC requires you to do something, you probably want to listen. And when they required Cardone Capital to provide a detailed analysis regarding how all of its communications comply with Reg A laws and Section 5 under the Securities Act, Cardone Capital responded on November 5th, 2018. We have conducted a comprehensive audit of its online presence, including all websites and social media accounts, and adopted a social media and solicitation policy to ensure ongoing and future compliance. So Cardone Capital basically said, yeah, we got this. We're listening. We've made the adjustments. And he basically continued to keep the train moving, which many feel was still in direct violation of SEC guidelines and a strong point that they are using to make their case. Second, Cardone Capital also represented to investors that an investment of $1 million would pay $50,000 in yearly dividend income. The lawsuit argues that neither Grant Cardone nor Cardone Capital had any basis for making these statements, and the advertisements are not consistent with what investors have actually received on their investments, because he represented to investors that they would be getting those monthly distributions, and then they suspended those monthly distributions in April 2020 when COVID hit. Many investors were upset, and it really just gave them another point, another argument to say, hey, look, this is factual misrepresentation. Now, in his defense, that's what he should have done when coronavirus hit. That's what many of my mentors did. That's what I did in order to protect our cash positions of the assets that we had under management. That's what he felt was the right thing to do to also protect all of the investors' capital that was in those deals. And now, whether he broke the law by overstating those distribution promises on the front end, that is still to be determined. Last, the lawsuit argues that Cardone Capital misrepresented the extent to which investors would be financially responsible for the debt incurred to finance the properties. And the plaintiff and his counsel feel basically this statement is material misleading because the capital contributed by investors in Fund 4 and Fund 5 was being used to pay the debt service for the funds and the assets the funds were purchasing. To me, this point feels pretty nitpicky, but again, another point they are making to strengthen their case. Overall, these are all valid points that you know the two legal teams are going to be slugging it out in court to determine who's in the right and who's in the wrong. Many of you might be wondering, hey, what does Uncle G think of all of this? Well, he responded to this recent article covering the case details by stating, "You guys should be ashamed of yourself for posting the story knowing it's just a bunch of lawyers hunting fees." Maybe he's right, but at the end of the day, most attorneys taking class action lawsuits don't get paid until there's a settlement or ruling, which means they wouldn't waste their time pursuing a settlement unless they knew there was a high chance of success. My guess is Cardone will settle. He's gonna pay out the plaintiff. He's gonna take his spanking like a good boy, and hopefully he will learn his lesson and tighten up these gaps that led to this. Now, if you recall at the beginning of the video, I mentioned some key lessons that you can take away from this lawsuit and how you can apply them to your wealth building journey moving forward. So let's go ahead and dig into my top 5 takeaways. Number 1, attention, attention, attention. Whether you like Grant Cardone or you hate his guts, he's got your attention, and there's something to be said for that. And because he's constantly putting out content, he's often doing it in a very loud and polarizing fashion, he's got a lot of eyes and ears on him. And at the end of the day, that attention has led to massive growth for his brand, for his companies, for his real estate investment funds, and at the end of the day, his personal wealth. And as he loves to say, money follows attention, and he has masterfully converted attention into more money. On the contrary, it can be a double-edged sword, as we're seeing here. The louder you are, the bigger you get, the larger the target becomes on your back. Number 2, make sure your video matches your audio. What do you mean by that, Matt? What I mean by that is make sure what you're saying is what you're actually doing, especially when it comes to raising capital and investing other people's hard-earned money. Be authentic. Be ethical. Always operate with integrity. Follow through on your word. Do what you say you're going to do. You'll have much more long-term and sustainable success by walking your talk. Because let's be honest, if you don't, especially in this digital world that we now live in, you will be held accountable because there's really nowhere to hide anymore. And if you try, well,
I'd find you.
Number 3, always underpromise and overdeliver. And in this case, just don't promise anything at all. Let your actions and results do the talking for you. I've never really been a big fan of aggressive sales tactics and overpromising like Grant Cardone is known for. And if you do this long enough and you actually underdeliver time and time again, which we have seen in certain cases with Grant Cardone, you will definitely see your reputation begin to crumble, the trust that people have in your brand erode. So speak the truth and let your performance on the field and the scoreboard do the talking for you. Number 4, multifamily real estate is not the only way to build wealth and to do it passively, like Grant Cardone has said time and time again. Now, it does provide awesome benefits. It is an awesome strategy that you can leverage, but there are many different product types and strategies one can employ to build wealth and to create passive income through real estate. And when someone asks me,
Matt, what type of real estate should I buy to become financially free?
I always respond with, well, it depends on your exact goals and when you want to achieve them by. Now, based on that answer, then you can reverse engineer the best markets, the best strategies, the best asset classes to invest in, depending on the time, energy, and resources that you're gonna be willing to put into achieving that goal. And my final takeaway, number 5, don't trust anyone to care more about your money, protecting your money, growing your money, than you. Yes, there definitely needs to be reparations and accountability when it comes to illegal activities and someone breaking the law. But at the end of the day, we're all big boys, we're all big girls. And if you're gonna invest in something like this, it is up to you to do your due diligence on that opportunity and on that person. So that does it for this video. I'll be sure to keep you guys posted on any breaking news or updates with this case. What do you guys think? Is Grant Cardone committing fraud, or did he just color a little bit outside the lines and we got somebody who's disgruntled, who didn't do their homework? Drop me your thoughts in the comment section below. And if you guys enjoyed this video, be sure to, you know what, smash that like button, subscribe to my channel, and don't forget to hit the notification bell for new videos weekly. Until next time, cheers, my friends.